Hello and welcome to another edition of The Stew with JT Brew on Fantasy and Frames. Tonight we're talking college football playoffs, baby. We got the playoffs coming up here in a week. We've got college bowl games right around the corner. We're going to jump in on those, talk everything we got coming up here with me and Benny D and JT. Stick with us here. You're in The Stew.
You up on trades and why you move? You ain't designed to lose. Find you jumping over seemingly nothing. Racking up points makes the game a little more fun to watch. Can drop release. We started with the mock draft and now we making a mockery of the leaderboard. Quite obviously not a scrub. So start an institute. Make evaluations like a commissioner do. It's to the point your wife make you watch in a different room. Update your roster and pick and choose when you get some news. Not much that we enjoy more than sifting through. Sifting through new statistics to make it to our end zones. Through different groups. Universities, institutes, down to homies who click in groups. I introduce you to The Stew with JT Brew.
Welcome in, one and all, college football show Thursday night edition. Sorry, we're a little late this week. I had a couple of you hit me up. They're like, "What happened to the college football show?" I was like, "Thursday night instead of Tuesday night this week." Benny was at the Illinois game. It was a late, late start where it's like, oh, we're not going to get on like 1 a.m. So I we're going to move it to Thursday. No rush this week to get the show in early. Benny, it was a great game. Illini came out on top.
Yeah. They pulled out the W against Wisconsin. Man, I tell you what, I didn't feel like Illinois even played that great. And we pretty much dominated that game. They really didn't play that great in the first half. And we're up four at half. So I was like, man, I don't know. I think we're kind of – well, we're not even ranked, which is crazy to me. I think we're a pretty underrated team. I think we were a six-point favorite going into that game.
It was like – it started at six and got up to 7.5 because I went to look at it before the game, and I was like, 7.5 seems like a lot. Around the Ice, our hockey show here on Fantasy and Frames, and we're talking about – I was like, 7.5 is too much. He's like, what? I was like, Illinois is going to be up in this game, but I was like, there is no way they should be 7.5. They were up by, 10 with like a minute and a half or 2 minutes left. All of a sudden they get it down to like 4. I was like, I told you. I think they ended up winning by 5 or 6. Was that what it was?
Yeah, I think it was 5.
And I told him, I was like 7.5 is too much. I was like, dude, this is going to be a good game. I'm like, they're going to cover somehow. I'm like, it's wild.
They got Tennessee at home on Saturday.
So yeah, it's gonna be a huge one. So nice little win after the tough loss at Northwestern. But I digress. College basketball. We're talking college football here. Jamie jumps in and says 1 a.m. show. He's like, why not? It would have been nice. But Benny D's got to get up for work. We get a little bit late in the mix, have a couple beers at the game. You're like, 1 a.m. might not be the greatest idea in the world. So we moved to a Thursday night this week because we were in no hurry at all. So we appreciate it. Thanks for logging in. Bison beat Butler the other day. That's a nice win. Nice win. I always think about Butler because of that half-court shot they missed to win the national title, which would have been the greatest shot of all time if they would have knocked that down. I mean,
almost went in, too. It was bank straight
almost
on.
Made it in. I mean, Butler winning the national title in basketball, I wish that would have happened because that would have been like something you would talk about forever.
What was that dude's name? He ended up playing the NBA for a while. They had the one tall guy.
On this. I mean, I'm blanking. Tall, lanky white guy, broke his foot. He ended up with a lot of injuries at the end of his career.
He was
a small forward, but he was like 6'8". Oh my God. Somebody's going to jump in here in the comments and tell us who it was.
Yeah.
I'm usually good at this trivia, but I'm absolutely bombing. Jamie says Mike Miller. No, Mike Miller was on Florida. Good call. A similar tall, super tall, 6'8", skinny white guy, but he played for Florida. So Mike Miller was on Florida. I'm going to think about it. It's going to hit me at some point, and I can't believe I'm blanking.
I know.
He was on Boston for a while, the Utah Jazz. He played for a couple teams, and I can't believe I can't remember his name right now, but I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up as we're going, but that one always gets me. But, Benny, we got a little bit here before the college football playoffs. We're going to start with the playoffs. Let's talk about the first four games. Yeah. So 12-team college football playoffs, the first time ever. I don't know about you, but I've been pushing for this, and a lot of people have been pushing this for a long time. There's no reason there shouldn't be a playoffs. Remember when they were like,
"Yeah,
oh, student athletes going to take them out of class." I'm like, who are you people kidding? No, like, what are you talking about? Like, every other division does it. College basketball players, my brother-in-law was a D1 basketball player. They were constantly on planes and buses. They weren't at class ever during the season. They were literally doing everything. This is before you could do everything online. It was just a dumb excuse. I mean, it was an absolute BS excuse. Like, we just don't want them to miss class. Okay. Sure. Okay. Since when have you cared about that? NCAA. Yeah. It's absolutely ridiculous. So they finally have expanded it to 12. I'm a fan. Four was like iffy, you know, a lot of talk. I think 12 is great. I seen a couple people online were like, hey, we should go to 16. No bye weeks.
I've seen that argument too.
I would be down for 16. I think 12, I'm just happy it's 12. At least it's 12. But 12 to 16 to me feels legit. Then you get all the conference winners in. You get the people who just barely missed out on a conference win. You able to get some of the small schools still in, which I think, regardless if you think those teams can make it, it's like the NCAA tournament. You got to get those guys in. You got to get Boise State a chance, right?
Yeah. And I think if you – the benefit of 16.
Kevin Dyer, your boy, your brother.
Gordon Hayward.
Absolutely. Gordon Hayward. I should have just asked Kevin right off the bat. Kevin Dyer, our NBA champion. Kevin, I actually was thinking about you tonight. I just went to 5th, 6th grade basketball meeting tonight. I was like, I got to text Kevin Dyer and get some plays for 5th, 6th grade basketball. I got to get this guy to hook me up because I was like, I've coached a ton of football in my life. I have not coached basketball since I played basketball in high school. So I was like, it was actually Kevin, you were on my mind tonight. So I'm glad you jumped in there. I was like, I got to text you and get me some new plays for 5th, 6th grade level. Cause this guy, I know most people out there won't know him, but Kevin Dyer, Benny's brother, absolute champion coach, basketball, football, the guy knows what he's doing. Fantastic. And for anybody out there, I know this is random, but if you're looking for a quarterback, Luke Dyer, Muhammad Seymour, you're missing out. He's uncommitted senior quarterback, all-stater in Illinois. Somebody's got to get him. He's phenomenal. Unbelievable season, hasn't committed yet. I've been sending some messages out to some people and I'm like, how are you not on this guy yet? It's wild. But as we go, we're off topic, but I don't care. We're just keep going. But Benny, I've been telling Kevin this, like, get into a position where he can be on a good team and he can play right away. Because with the way the transfer portal works now, have a good season, you can move up immediately because no one's recruiting small school like high school kids anymore. They're just waiting for kids to get in the transfer portal. Yeah. They're waiting until they look really good somewhere else and then they're going to grab you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy the way it works now, but I think you're right. You get in somewhere where you can play right away, get some, you know, have a good season. He missed out on a lot of stats even in high school because they beat teams so bad he didn't play in a lot of second halves. So, you know, if you're just looking at stats, you got to look at, there's a lot, plenty of film out there. Look at the film.
Plenty of film. Look at the film. I had this conversation with a lot of people. People who aren't from Illinois don't understand how high school football works. It's a cluster compared to other states. Like,
it's messy.
You have a ton of private schools. The private schools end up winning almost at every level. So you take where we're at, our high school. We went and played a private school, lost barely, should have won. Would have played another gigantic private school the next game. To get to a state championship game is almost impossible as a public school. But you also look at it, the class under us, a team that our high school beat was it 35 or 42 points, made the state championship game. So that's how much the difference is in one class and another.
Yep.
Smoked the team by 42, but lost in the first round of the playoffs, and that team makes the state championship game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Kevin jumped in. He says, got a huge playbook for basketball. Bam, Kevin, I'm hitting you up this week. We're getting that playbook together. Also, he says, throwing down alley-oop dunks in b-ball. Also, my son, Walker, went to the game with my dad the other night, and he was like, Luke had an awesome alley-oop dunk. I was like, yes. So he was like, he was pumped. He saw him dunk it. So we're going to get Luke Dyer. Luke Dyer is going to get a scholarship, and he's going to be awesome. Somebody is going to be smart enough to pick him up and absolutely crush. That's our little talk about Luke. If you're somebody out there knows some people, you got some hookups, some college hookups, hit me up at JT Orange on X. I'm going to send you his huddle film. I've got his huddle film. It's legit. So he really, really good. Central Illinois, a little bit of a smaller school kid, but absolutely lit it up this year. Damn near broke almost every school record. So hit me up on that. Jamie says, Tulane, baby, they should be in it. Tulane. Oh, they were right there. Me and Benny have been over all over Tulane the last couple of weeks. I was a little worried about that Memphis game, and they ended up losing that game. I thought they would win that game and get in. I was all over Army against them because I was like, the one thing that Tulane has not been able to do is stop the run, and Army pounded the rock against them. If they play a team that doesn't pound the rock, I like Tulane a lot. We're going to talk about the Tulane game here in just a moment after we talk about the playoffs. So, Jamie, we're going to come back to Tulane for sure. So, Benny, let's get into the college games here. The playoff games before we get into the bowl game. So our first game we're going to talk about is on the 20th. So not this weekend, next Friday's game. This is kind of poetic, right? Notre Dame, Indiana.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, the football school, versus IU, the basketball school. They never play each other in football.
They've never played each other?
I don't know if they've ever not played, but they haven't played in a long time. I'm going to have to look it up as we go through here, the last time they played each other, but it's been a long time. If they have played each other, if somebody knows.
In the 40s or something, you know?
Yeah, if somebody knows when the last time they played each other, like, hit us up. I know it's been a long time. It's been a really long time since these two teams played each other. We live in Illinois. If you go to Indiana, it's all Notre Dame or IU people. Yeah. There's almost no in between. You got a handful of Purdue guys, handful of Butler people, but it's like Notre Dame in Indiana. It's like IU basketball or Notre Dame football. That's what it is. And then you get the people like to double dip. They take Notre Dame for football and IU for basketball.
Right.
Because usually they're both not good at the other sport. This is, I tell you what, a lot of times I think they F this stuff up when they make these schedules. And I know it was like, oh, scheduling, they didn't really pick, but it was like, oh, where you were ranked. I think they ranked them here because this is just a perfect matchup. Number seven, Notre Dame versus number 10, Indiana. Right now, basically the greatest season in Indiana history.
Oh, yeah.
At this point.
Without a doubt.
7 versus 10, Benny. This game, it's 7.5 right now. Over under 51.5. IU is plus 240 on the money line. Notre Dame minus 290 on the money line. Both teams 11-1. Notre Dame's only loss at home to Northern Illinois, and which is at this point maybe the biggest upset of the year. IU's only loss to Penn State. Before I jump into where I'm leaning, I want to see what you're thinking in this game. 7.5. It opened at 8.5 Notre Dame. There's already been money on IU. So it's open at 8.5. It's down to 7.5. Do you believe in Rourke and the Hoosiers with the biggest upset that in Hugh? I'm telling you right now, if Indiana wins this game, it's the biggest upset in Indiana history. Notre Dame will never hear the end of it. Yeah. Every IU fan will talk about this game for literally the rest of their life.
No doubt about it.
Is there any way that Indiana takes out Notre Dame at home in the playoffs?
I actually think they could. I think they could do it. Indiana coach has been talking. He was upset they didn't get a home game. He made some really good points. I mean, he had a good argument about why he thought they should have got a home game. I mean, Notre Dame's schedule wasn't tough. You know, if you want to talk about schedules. So neither of these teams really had a tough schedule. But anyway, I think they can. I think they can do it. I'm definitely taking Indiana in the points. If you're going to give me, you know, a touchdown and the hook, I'm taking that. I'm pulling for Indiana. It's the home field advantage is going to be – I mean, there'll be a lot of Hoosier fans there, but that place is going to be packed, and it's going to be – rocking for a Friday night at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a wild atmosphere in South Bend.
Yeah. The crazy thing was everybody was talking about what if a Southern team, like an SEC team, has to come up and play at Notre Dame in December.
And just, I mean, thinking about Indiana.
Like in the snow. When was the last time an SEC team played in the snow?
Yeah, can you imagine like Miami or like Alabama?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like if Alabama and Miami had to play up there, like, my God.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is a week from tomorrow, so we don't know. It could be like it was today, which is friggin' 3 degrees and windy and snowy. So, I don't know. But it should be a close game, man. It really should.
Yeah. Jamie says Dame will smash this game. Indiana doesn't have a chance. Jamie, I love your confidence, but I'm telling you, I think I'm on Indiana in this game. I hitched
my wagon to Indiana early in the season, and
you jumped in early, man, with a couple plums bets, and I was like, really, Indiana?
Yeah.
I tell you what, the last time I rooted for Indiana, and as an Illinois fan, we don't root for Indiana. Let's throw that out there. We don't ever root for the Hoosiers. I loved Antoine Randall L. I used to work at a newspaper and had a Heisman vote, and I voted for Antoine Randall L. for the Heisman, even though I knew he wasn't going to win. Yeah. I was like, dude, this guy took an Indiana team to a bowl game, and I think they went 8-3 his senior year.
Big Ten was stacked that year too.
Playing quarterback Indiana's not good. The fact that he just led that team. So I agree with you. If you look at the schedule for Indiana, at the beginning of the year, it looked really tough. The schedule for Notre Dame at the beginning of the year looked really tough. It still ended up decent. They beat at Texas A&M in the opener by 10. Yeah. Nice win. Texas A&M fell off at the end of the year. The Notre Dame Illinois loss was obviously brutal. But they came back, hammered Purdue, hammered Miami of Ohio.
They beat everybody.
Nice win over Louisville. 7-point win over Louisville, which Louisville wasn't great this year, but Louisville played everyone tough. They were a good team. Played everybody tough. Hammered Stanford, which they should. Hammered Georgia Tech. And I tell you what, Georgia Tech beat a lot of good teams.
Bad. Yeah.
Georgia Tech was pretty good. Hammered Navy, who's ranked in the top 25. Yep. Florida State was supposed to be a good game. Obviously, Florida State was dog shit this year. Oh, so they killed They killed them. Virginia, really nice win over Army, which you usually be like, Army, but like 49-14. Army was good this year.
Army's good.
That's their only loss. That's Army's only loss, and they've actually pounded a lot of teams and then finished up with a win by 14 at USC. So I think Notre Dame's a legit team, but like this just feels –
It feels like the
perfect spot for the upset, doesn't it?
Yeah. USC was in that game with Notre Dame. I mean,
no. And Indiana's way better than USC. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like Notre Dame had a couple pick sixes. They like did some stuff on defense to end up winning that game against USC.
Yeah.
This is like everything Indiana's always been like dying for.
Well, Notre Dame
in a huge game and beat Notre Dame.
They're a run heavy team, and Indiana, if you look at them statistically, and maybe it could be their schedule, but that's one thing defensively they've done pretty well, stop the run. So the matchup is pretty good there for Indiana, but Notre Dame in their last couple games started to throw the ball around a little bit. So it's not like they can't throw. It's just, they're definitely a run first team. But I think that's kind of Indiana's only strength on defense is probably kind of stopping the run. So it should, I don't know. I feel like it's going to be a close game.
It's going to be close. I think it's going to be a close game. If I'm leaning right now, I got to lean the 7.5.
Yeah.
I got to take the points. I think Indiana's going to be in this game. Kevin Dyer coming through. Look at this guy. I love it. Last time Indiana won against Notre Dame, 20-7, 1950. 1950, people. 74 years ago is the last time Indiana beat Notre Dame in football. He said the last time they played each other was 91. I was going to say it had to be a long time ago. We
would have guessed it was
33 years ago.
Yeah, I would have guessed it was longer than that. I can't believe it was in the 90s.
I didn't remember them playing each other. Oh. I didn't remember them playing each other. So, yeah, that's great information. And Notre Dame won that 91 game, Kevin said, 49-27 win for Notre Dame. So, Kevin Dyer, hats off to you, sir. Thank you for the information. I don't know if Indiana's ever going to be in the spot again, to be honest with you. Everything broke their way this year. And I'm one of those believers in when things break teams' way and they win somehow where they shouldn't have won, things happen. I feel like it ends up going their way in the long run. I feel like Indiana's in this game. Now, am I money line in it? Am I taking Indy? I don't know. But 7.5 seems too much to me. To me, this feels like it's a one score game down the wire. I'm jumping on the Hoosiers. I could see them losing by 3, even a touchdown. I don't see them getting blown out in this game. I feel like it's going to be close.
Yeah. I think the home field definitely matters. And, Notre Dame's crowd is going to be
– it's going to be rocking.
Be crazy. Yeah. So, we'll see. I'm just hoping it's a good one.
Yeah. Rourke has just been an absolute beast. I mean, what a story that guy is. If you haven't looked him up, look him up. Canadian kid, came down, went to Ohio, eventually transferred to Indiana. Unreal year. And then Leonard for Notre Dame, a Duke kid. Yep. Everybody was talking about him possibly being this like kind of sneaky NFL player, got hurt, ends up transferring to Notre Dame, has had a nice season, but has actually been a little bit better of a runner than everybody thought he would be this year.
Yeah, he started a little slow because I think he was still coming off that injury. He just couldn't he couldn't run around like he was used to. But he's a big, strong kid, man. When he gets moving, he's faster than he looks kind of thing too. So,
yeah, he's actually got 721 rushing yards and 14 touchdowns. Ooh, rushing.
Man.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect that out of him. I saw that stat and I was like, whoa. And that's counting in college. They count sacks against you for rushing yards as a QB. So, like, without the sacks, I mean, this kid's almost at 1,000 yards, 14 rushing touchdowns. I'll tell you what, if you're not familiar with Notre Dame, Jeremiah Love, number 4, their running back.
Oof.
Get ready for him. Absolute stud. Right now, he's my RB2 in the 2026 class for NFL draft. I think he's number 1, number 2. He is an absolute stud. Jeremiah Love, number 4. Keep an eye on him in this game. Guy is an absolute beast. I think it's going to be a battle. Yeah. I think it's going to be an absolute battle. That's why I want the points. I want the points. I want the 7.5. I'm staying away from the over. I'm with you. I'm like, I don't think I can take the over in this game because I just think it's going to be that close to the vest. Yeah. That both teams play so tight and try to like not make mistakes. If I had to, I'm taking the under in this one.
Yeah.
I love a tease in this, Benny. Yep. Love a tease. Get me up to like 10, like plus 10 for Indiana. Tease it up to like 56, throw it in a parlay. But I wouldn't even mind a two-team parlay. Indiana plus 7.5 and the under 51.5. I don't mind that at all.
No, and weather could be a factor too. So keep an eye on that, you know, leading up to, you know, Friday.
That's what I'm saying. Definitely keep an eye on kind of what's going on there because, yeah, it could get to, you know, Indiana Midwest weather this time of year. You just
could have 40 mile an hour winds.
Yeah, we could get crazy winds. We could get a snowstorm.
It could
get wild. I went to the USC Notre Dame game last year. Caleb Williams, it was freezing cold, and he played terrible. I mean, he played terrible. My girlfriend looked at me, and she goes, I thought you said he was supposed to be the best player in the country. I'm like, he is the best player in the country. He's playing terrible. Notre Dame absolutely rolled him. And again, I have a ton of friends that are Notre Dame and Chicago Bears fans. They're like, we're taking this guy. I'm like, he's pretty good. But I'm like, yeah, Notre Dame is owning him in the cold weather today. Let's jump on to the next game here. Number 11, that was a 10-7 seed here in the playoffs. Indiana, the 10 seed, Notre Dame, the 7 seed. SMU, 11, going against number 6, Penn State. This was the big one, Benny. Everybody was like, are they going to let SMU in if they lose? They did. They let him in. Penn State number 6. 8.5-point spread right now for Penn State. I tell you what, two different parlays I missed out on last week, Penn State against Oregon in the championship games. I liked Penn State a lot. Oregon keeps proving me wrong. I keep thinking they're not as good as they are. They just keep winning games. So I had two different – I had a Penn State plus 7.5 in a parlay where I had everyone plus 7.5. They went for two, missed it, lost by 8, cost them a half a point. Unbelievable. That really hurt. But then I also had them in a plus 3.5 that also cost me a parlay. I'm liking what Penn State's doing. Drew Aller, people either love him or hate him. People think he's really good or they're like, this guy's trash. I know a couple pundits who are like, hey, man, he's a top 10 NFL pick, like talent-wise. Mm-hmm. He just hasn't had the people around him at Penn State offensively to really show his skills. I think he's better than people give him credit for. The issue here is they just don't have a lot of weapons. But this is a good defense. I just don't think SMU has enough in this game. SMU's been a great story. They've got a good QB, came in. Basically, they went on a huge run once he went in at QB. Smith at running back, another great story. Moved from wide receiver to running back and had a monster year, 1,200 yards, 14 TDs running. I don't know, man. I just think Penn State at home, bringing an SMU team from Dallas up to Happy Valley.
Yeah.
If Penn State doesn't win this game, what is Franklin doing? I mean, like, what are you doing with him at head coach if he does not win this game?
Yeah, he hasn't been great in big games. You never know. But Penn State should. I mean, I think this home field thing is a big deal. And you're talking about another outdoor stadium.
Yep.
At 11 a.m. in December. Against a team from Texas and SMU, I will say this, like I hadn't really seen them play a lot until they played Clemson last week. And they could have quit in that game. They were getting destroyed in the first
half. Yeah, they fought back.
They fought back and literally made it a field goal game, had the game tied. And I mean, they ended up losing on a 56-yard field goal. That's a long field goal in college. So I was pretty impressed with SMU after seeing that. But I think everything you just said about Penn State is right. And I just think Penn State is going to be, for this type of game, you know, they should take care of business here, you know. But that SMU quarterback's pretty electric, man. You never know. If the weather's not too bad and those guys get comfortable, I mean, who knows?
Dude, Kevin Jennings has been really good this year. I mean, he's come in, and since he's taken over, he has really done a great job. 3,000 yards passing, 22 TDs, 27 touchdowns. Sorry, 22 TDs, 8 interceptions, over 3,000 yards passing. He's been really good. Over 300 yards rushing, another 5 TDs. I mean, SMU is a great story. I mean, a team, they begged, literally begged the ACC to let him in. They're like, we will pay you to let us in. We won't take any money. They got in. Good for them. If you've never watched the 30 for 30 SMU documentary, oh my God, you have to watch it. It's maybe, it's probably top three for me, 30 for 30 documentaries ever. It's just wild. It's a great documentary. Obviously, it makes SMU look terrible, but well,
it's a great documentary.
Yeah, totally different time. Totally great documentaries. Jamie says he's got SMU moving on over Penn State.
Ooh.
He was shocked they put up that many points during the Big Ten championship. Agree. So Penn State is weird because they're that team that like they're not sexy. They don't look great on offense all the time. Jamie says Penn State's boring. There's nothing excited about them. It's true. It's true. Penn State is boring. They lull you to sleep, but they have talent. They got talent on defense. They got talent on offense. And here's the question is, can Franklin put it together and get them to win? This team, this Penn State team has a ton of talent. They have a ton of talent. Now, they haven't always put it together. They haven't always looked good doing it, but I really thought that Oregon game and the Big Ten championship, I thought they were going to win that game because they just can't beat Ohio State and Michigan. They look good against everybody but those two teams. I was like, oh, they'll look good against Oregon. They were in position in that game. They lost it. I think they're going to look good against the other team, especially at home, non-neutral site at Happy Valley. I just think it's going to be a lot for SMU. I think it's going to be a lot. 8.5 is a lot of points. If I'm taking this, I'm probably teasing it down. To be honest with you, I'm probably taking it down to 6.
Yeah.
On the other side, I wouldn't be totally against moving SMU up to 10, Benny. What do you think about that? Buying 1.5 for SMU? I don't think there's any way Penn State just blows them out of the water.
No, I don't think so either.
But this feels like a pretty big home field advantage for Penn State to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably would. I mean, I think Penn State's going to win. So, unless the money line, maybe take Penn State the money line and parlay it with something else.
Yeah, right now Penn State money line's -350. So it's a pretty big one. Yeah. Pretty salty. So I mean, if you're an SMU person, you like SMU in this game, I absolutely have no problem taking the points. It's 8.5 right now. I'll tell you what, taking it at 10 or a little more, I could feel pretty good about. I think Penn State wins this game, but do I think Penn State just absolutely rolls them? Think so. I think SMU is like in the mix in this one.
Yeah.
Over under is 53.5. I kind of feel like that's too high. I know there's a lot of points with Oregon and Penn State, but I feel like it's going to be cold outdoors. Penn State's got a solid defense. I'm leaning the under if you're going to take the under. Again, if you're going to move this one, I would get Penn State down to -6, or on the other side, I could see taking SMU +10 and then moving it up to like 56 and taking the under. What do you think, Benny?
I like that. I like that. Like I said, SMU is a pretty good team. They look good coming from playing from behind. That's one thing about them. They can play from behind because they can throw it. So, they're always going to be in it. So I like that. I think that'd be a good way to go in this one.
Yeah, Jamie says they did nothing against Minnesota. It shows that's where the rub is with Penn State, right?
Yeah.
26-25 against Minnesota. Let's just be honest. They lucked out. They fucking lucked out winning that game.
They didn't play great against Illinois either.
Yeah, Minnesota had him in a corner. Minnesota probably should have won that game.
Yeah.
They barely beat USC 33-30. I mean, that USC game, they were against the ropes. Illinois 21-7. They scored late. Illinois was in it the whole time with them. Yeah. I mean, if you were betting on them
competition,
week two,
they don't really blow anybody out.
Exactly. Yeah. Bowling Green 34-27 in week two. Like,
yep.
Everybody was taking the points. Bowling Green covered ton of teams have covered. The only people they've blown out this year were Washington 35-6, Purdue 49-10, and everyone blew out Purdue. Yeah. And the 49-10 wasn't a big blowout compared to what everybody else did.
Yeah.
And then Maryland 44-7. So the more I'm looking at this, the more we're talking about it, I think Penn State wins this game. I really do. But I'm not taking Penn State -350 money line. No freaking way.
No.
I think I might jump on SMU on the points. Jamie. I think you talked me into it, dude, Jamie. I the more I look at this, I'm not sure that I love Penn State that much. I think they win. I think this is the game they win. But I think SMU maybe gives them a game. I like the 8.5. I love it at 10.
Yeah.
I love it at 10. Get me to 10 and go there. Jamie says, better story this year, SMU, BYU, SMU. SMU begged their way in the ACC and then absolutely proved they should be there.
Oh, yeah.
Preston Stone was the starting QB at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Preston Stone was supposed to be their starting quarterback. They just about faced and changed QBs like right away. Yeah. A guy that was supposed to be an NFL quarterback, they just benched him and put a new guy in and he rolled. And they moved their best wide receiver to running back and he had a monster year. SMU, great story. Absolute great story. Fantastic season by them. I tell you what, I had a buddy text me probably mid-Saturday last week. And he was like, what's your favorite game today? I'm putting one bet. I'm putting in one monster bet. If you had to bet someone, what are you taking? Benny, you know how that is. That's the pressure. Like, I got to pick the game. I don't want to screw my friend over. And I told him, if I'm taking a game, I'm taking Clemson money line. I said, if I'm going huge, like if I'm just going to go one straight bet, no parlay, just absolutely hammering a game, I was like, I love Clemson. They weren't at home, but they were in South Carolina. They were almost at home, basically. Right. I'm like, I'm taking Clemson against SMU. I was like, I like SMU, but I was like, Clemson has no business being there. They somehow snuck in. Now that means they're going to win and screw up everything for the playoffs because no one wants them in. They're going to win to knock out an SEC team. I was like, this is what's going to happen. I was like, this is just how this stuff works. Told him to take him. He took him. Put a pretty substantial amount of money on it. And then texted me. I couldn't believe when they tied the game. I was like, oh, dude, I feel so bad. I'm like, I'm such a dick. I'm sorry. And then all of a sudden they kicked a field goal. He texts me. He's like, you're the man. And I'm like, what? And I like checked my phone and I saw they scored. They like with like 30 seconds left, they drove and scored. Phenomenal. He was like, you're the man. I was like, why didn't I take my own advice? Why didn't I put that amount of money in my own account? Stupid.
Yeah.
But that was a great one, which that's a good transition, Benny. Let's talk about this Clemson game. This one's wild. So Clemson didn't look like there was no way they were making the playoffs until Miami got upset by Syracuse, knocked them out of the ACC championship game. Clemson gets the big win over SMU, gets them in. Without the win, they're out. Yeah. I have no questions asked. Clemson's not making the playoffs.
Shoot, Clemson, they thought they were out before Miami lost.
Exactly. I mean, and this is why I always tell people, never underestimate the teams that like should not have made it. Like they lucked in getting in. Those teams always make a run.
Yeah.
They always do.
Happens in the college tournament.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. So we got Clemson 10-3 against 11-2 Texas. Currently sitting at 11.5 points for Texas. Over under 51.5 money lines, -400 for Texas, +325 for Clemson. Benny, I want to hear your thoughts before I jump in on this one.
Well, I there's no doubt in my mind that top to bottom, Texas is better. I mean, man to man, across the board, Texas has more talent. They're a better team. They got one of the best offensive lines in college football. I don't really trust Ewers. He hasn't been playing great. He's been turning the ball over. Honestly, he hasn't played. If you really look at it, he hasn't played that great. He hasn't had a great season. And there's no reason for him not to. There's so much talent. There's so many guys on that team that could be lighting it up that they're not. So I don't know if it's coaching or play calling or if it's just Ewers. I don't know. But I think Texas probably wins this. But I would definitely lean Clemson, you know, and taking the points because they're a frisky underdog right now for sure. They got nothing to lose, you know.
Totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. I'm on Clemson on the points, man.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Clade Klubnik came out as one of the top quarterbacks in the nation. Some people had him as number one. Going to Clemson, he was supposed to be the guy that replaced Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be the next great Clemson quarterback. They have struggled, and he has struggled the entire time he's been there. He's actually quietly put together a pretty great season. While everyone has trashed Clemson, he's thrown for 3,300 yards, 33 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions. He's also run for 458 yards and 7 touchdowns. I'm saying it right now. Clade Klubnik's a better quarterback than Quinn Ewers. I'm saying it. He is.
I don't disagree. I read something today that said Ewers is debating coming back for another season in college and that maybe Texas is ready to move on to Manning anyway. So he could, if they could go on, win a playoff game, and he may still end up in the portal. I don't know how that works because I think they have to, you know, basically say if they're going to be in the portal, not within the next.
There's a spring portal that he could wait. He could wait till the spring. Okay. So now they have two portal seasons. They have one in the fall, or one in the winter, I guess, now, and one in the spring. But yeah, that's the word out there. If Ewers doesn't go pro, there's talk that he's going to have to go somewhere else because they're ready to go to Arch Manning. They're not going to sit Arch for another year. I mean, you look at Ewers this year compared to what Klubnik's done, 2,600 yards, 25 TDs, 9 interceptions. I mean, not a bad year. Not a bad year.
But, man, with some of those receivers they got.
With the team they have, I mean, he was better last year, and he wasn't great last year. Now, the problem, I think, with Ewers is he shows you at times in games, certain drives, you're like, oh, I see it.
Yeah.
I see what everybody's talking about. But he doesn't always put it together.
He's had that kind of
that's been the issue. He's been banged up a lot. He's had nagging injuries throughout his career. I tell you what, I'm going to be on Clemson. 11.5. I'm probably going to put a parlay together and put them plus like 13 or 14 and feel phenomenal about it.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to throw in a crazy parlay with them on the money line. I think Clemson can win this game.
They could.
I really do. I know it's going to be tough at Texas.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing. Clemson, there's always pressure. If you're at Clemson, it's been pressure forever. You're pressure every game.
Every game
is a pressure game if you're Clemson. I mean, you guys have been in national championships. And here's the thing that we've seen the last couple of years. Clemson always gets better late.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look great early. Everybody talks mad shit about Dabo and the offense and like, oh, they got to get better. They got to figure out how to like get in this century. They're just, And then every year, by the end of the year, they get better. Now, they lost that game to South Carolina. I was all over South Carolina in that game. Me and you were both on that. I think South Carolina is insanely underrated. Yeah. So, like, I think that was good. Now, the ACC wasn't great this year. I mean, I'm not going to BS people. They weren't great. Clemson didn't play the hardest schedule. They lost 34-3 to Georgia in week one. I don't think if they play Georgia right now, that's closer than that. It's going to be a lot closer than that. The SMU played their balls off to come back. We've seen Texas lose to Georgia already. I'm telling you, man, I'm loving Clemson in the points. Absolutely loving Clemson in the points. And I have just a sneaky enough feeling about them that I'm going to put a money line parlay then with some other stuff in there. Because yeah. I think Clemson can technically
win this game. You know, in these four games, there's going to be one upset. There's got to be one. There's not going to be.
Oh, it's not going to go chalk. There's no way this goes chalk.
You wouldn't think. There's going to be an upset in there. So this could definitely be the one. And Clemson, I mean, Dabo's the kind of coach, too. Like, he knows. I mean, they shouldn't even be in this thing. So they got nothing to lose. He'll come. He'll onside kick. He'll have some crazy trick play. They'll pull some stops. You know they will. So.
I think Dabo's a better coach than Sarkisian. I just think he is.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't like Dabo. They don't like his personality, but he's a better coach. Jamie says, what talent does Longhorns have? They really don't have anyone special. I take last year's Longhorns over current team. Here's the deal with Texas, Jamie, and I kind of agree with you. Talent-wise, they've got a lot of big names, a lot of good recruits, a lot of good players. How many of those guys have really shown up and shown out this year? That's my issue. You have a guy like Isaiah Bond at wide receiver who a lot of people said, hey, man, this guy's a first-round talent this year in the draft. I think he goes back to school. He did nothing the last two or three weeks of the season. I mean, he had like one catch. Yeah. We're talking about this guy being a first-round draft pick in the NFL draft. He had one. Believe me, I know because he was on my college fantasy team in the championship game. He scored me 1 point. He had like one catch for like 3 yards or 7 yards. I'm like, this guy's supposed to be a first round draft pick. Can't get do anything.
He's freaky athletic and fast. And you know, he's all those things, but they don't make it a point to get him the ball or he's not gotten in the ball. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And I agree. So like you said, and Jamie's saying, they've got a lot of talent, but who of those guys have shown up this year and really shown you? Like, I know Texas has a ton of talent, but I just haven't been impressed with a lot of their guys this year on like what they should have been. Kevin jumping in here says, love SMU, but this isn't a game. This isn't the game Penn State goes down at home. Not much pressure. Second round. I agree with Kevin. I just think, can Penn State go the distance? I don't know. I don't know, Benny, if you saw on Twitter or on the X, they did a simulation of the playoffs and simmed them all the way through, and Penn State ended up winning it in a super close game.
I do think it is kind of – I mean, there's not one team that is just absolutely better, hands down better than everybody this year.
Here's the thing is I actually think the best team is Ohio State. Man, I think Ohio State's the best team, but I don't trust their quarterback.
Yeah,
I don't trust their quarterback.
They're similar to Texas like that. Yeah,
I just don't trust their QB. And so if you get a low scoring game, I love it for Ohio State because I think Ohio State has a great defense. I don't trust their quarterback to make the plays to win it for them. Penn State, another really good defense. I actually trust Alar a little bit more than Will Howard to make plays. So I don't think there's anyone clear cut. Same thing in Georgia. I love Georgia's defense. Are we counting on Carson Beck? We thought he was QB1 coming into the season. Now people are like, is he even a third round NFL draft pick? People are like, does he come back to school?
He may not even play though, right? Is he?
He's out. He hurt. It looks like Gunnar Stockton's going to play. So again, so we're just in a lot. There's a lot of different stuff going in here. I like a lot of teams' defenses. Some of these guys are not showing up. We got another one here jumping in. Amar, thanks for joining the show. We appreciate it. Have you guys talked about a future? I like Ohio State to win it all. We have not gotten into the future bets yet. We've been breaking down every game. Amar, stick with us. We're getting ready to jump into the Ohio State game, and then we are going to jump on our favorites who we like to actually win it all. So stick with us here. I appreciate that question as we're breaking down the games. Benny, that's a good segue. Let's get into the next game. Clemson, Texas, like you said, where are you at on that one? As I'm on Clemson. I'm taking the points.
Yeah.
I'm on Clemson 11.5, and I'm absolutely going to throw some kind of money on them, a money line.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. I just have this crazy weird feeling Clemson somehow wins this game. I don't know why, but I do. Every time a team shouldn't get in and they get in, those are the teams to be scared of. They have nothing to lose. Clemson always plays as the favorite, and now all of a sudden they're the dog. That's scary.
Yep. Yep.
They can go out and play loose. They're supposed to lose.
Right.
They're the teams like, oh, we're the 16 ranked team. Yeah. We're the team that wasn't gonna get in and now we're in.
Yeah.
To me, they're a scary team. Plus, you're taking a team from down to Texas, warm conditions. Now they can throw. I just like them there. So, all right, jumping into the fourth playoff game before we kind of move on to a few other things here. Tennessee, Ohio State, 10-2 Tennessee, 10-2 Ohio State. This is a Saturday, not this Saturday, next Saturday game. This is the night game in Ohio. Right now, Buckeyes -7.5, over under 46.5 in this one. Ohio State -275 on the money line, +220 for Tennessee on the money line. Benny, what are your thoughts on this one?
This one's tough. I think Ohio State, like you were just saying, is probably, you know, if not Oregon, I mean, they're a really good team and they have a really good defense. I mean, Tennessee's had a good year. They've played some good teams. You got another South team. I mean, Tennessee's not too far away from being a Midwest team, but you know, again, it's going to be, I think this home field really comes into play. I like Ohio State. I mean, these spreads, they're all over a touchdown. And
isn't that wild? That every one of them's over a TD?
Vegas is begging you to take these dogs. They're begging you to take these dogs. Like, is there going to be a bunch of blowouts? I don't get it. I don't know. But I'm on Ohio State. I don't know if I'm going to want to swallow the 7.5, but I like Ohio State in this one.
I agree with you. I'm on Ohio State. I think Ohio State wins this one in Tennessee. I just think Tennessee's defense has been pretty good. Ohio State defense, I think, is elite. I mean, they're giving up 10.92 points per game, number 3 in the country. Tennessee's been good, too. 13.92 points per game, 8th in the country. Both these teams averaging over 35 points a game, over 425 yards per game for both teams. Really solid. I mean, the rushing game, here's the difference for Tennessee. 232 yards per game rushing, 13th in the country. Ohio State a little lower at 169, 98th in the country. But we know they've got elite running backs, so they want to pound the rock, they can. I'm staying away from the over-under just because I could see this game going all kinds of different things. I could see it being really tight early and then everybody locks down on defense and pounds the rock and tries not to turn it over. I could see the defense is making tons of plays, getting short fields, running up the score. I don't like the over-under in this game at all. I'm just totally staying away from it. It's 46.5. But I could easily talk myself into either way on this one. I like Ohio State in this game, but man, 7.5 seems like a lot. I'm probably, if I do take this game, I'm going to move it down to 6 and put it in a parlay with some other ones. 7.5 slot. I think Ohio State wins this game, but man, it's like they're begging you to take Tennessee at the 7.5, right? It's like they're like, oh, you think
all these spreads are that way? I
agree. I think they're doing it, man.
Yeah, but I don't see these games being blowouts. I really don't. I guess I'm kind of being, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm a little bit biased. I got all 3 of the Big Ten teams. Johnson. So, you know.
I can understand doing that. I mean, well, Jamie Johnson, he says Nico over Howard. I'll leave it at that. And I agree with you.
I agree there.
I think Nico's a better quarterback than Howard. I've gotten absolutely in a million fights on Twitter over Will Howard this year from Ohio State fans, just telling me like, oh, he's great. I'm like, you guys miss Kyle McCord. Like, no, we don't. He's terrible. I'm like, Kyle McCord, the guy that led the nation in passing at Syracuse, are like, oh, because he's at a mid school. Kyle McCord's not that good. I'm like, yeah, you guys effed up. You gave up on Kyle McCord 1 year too early. He's a way better quarterback than Will Howard. I'm gonna say that to you here. I don't care. Kyle McCord's a way better quarterback than Will Howard. And Will Howard, if Ohio State doesn't win it, I'm telling you right now, it's gonna be Will Howard that F's them. That's the way it's gonna be. Because I think Ohio State is the best team. I think Will Howard or Ryan Day in the play calling is the thing that's gonna end up.
I feel like there's the most pressure on Ohio State too.
There is.
You know, just the way the media is talking about and the way the season ended for them. And yeah, there's just a lot of pressure on them to win, man. And that, I mean, that can be good sometimes. It can be us against the world mentality, or it can be bad.
And other times it can be a lot. It can be like a blanket just over you. Jamie said, Ohio State is like Texas. Ohio State is shady. You don't know what you're going to get. I agree. I'm a little worried about Ohio State and Texas. I totally agree with you, Jamie, on that one. I like Ohio State more than Texas personally. But again, are you going to get that dud like they laid against Michigan? Now I know that's a rivalry game. It's a little bit different when you do that. Here's the difference for me when it comes to Ohio State. When you get in these close games at the end of the year, everything on the line, everything tightens up. Everybody's like,
you got to make a play.
You got to have defense. Ohio State has defense, the best defense in the country.
Playoffs, no doubt.
Yep. Yeah. Amara agrees. He says Ohio State defense elite. I agree with you. I think that's why I like Ohio State more than anybody else, is I think they have the most elite defense in the nation. I think when it comes down to these things, everybody loves offense. We all love offense. We're fantasy football players. We're gamblers. Right, we want points. Give me the points. Give me the yards. But when it comes down to it at the end, these defenses make a huge difference. Yeah. And it was a big reason I was on Michigan last year. I just thought Michigan had the best defense in the country. Yeah. I just thought we saw Oregon throw the ball all over the place. We saw Washington throw the ball all over the place. And we're like, these guys are putting up crazy stats, multiple 1,000-yard receivers, 1,000-yard rushers. And I'm like, everybody's like, oh, Michigan can't move the ball. And I'm like, what happens when Michigan starts shutting somebody down and they're not used to it? They're not used to just moving the ball at will. Those things make a difference. And that, and again, that's why I'm slightly leaning Ohio State here.
Yeah. Yep. You know, again, it could be kind of a nasty weather game. You got the best defense, you know, home field. That plays in the playoffs for sure.
Yep. Jamie says they've given up some points, which is true. Which is true. No dog on that. It's not like they've absolutely shut out everybody. But if we go back here, Jamie, let's look at Ohio State. I'll run it down. I'll run through the schedule for you. 52-6, 56-0, 49-14, 38-7, 35-7, 32-31. Oregon loss was the one game they gave up a ton of points. 21-17, 20-13, 45-0, 31-7, 38-15, 10-13.
Pretty good.
So you go through it. They gave up 32 to Oregon, and they haven't given up more than 17 points in any game this year other than that Oregon game.
For college football, that's pretty
impressive. Pretty elite. Pretty elite. And like I said, if you look at throughout the nation, right now they're third in the nation, giving up 10.92 points per game. 10.92, pretty tough. They're loaded with NFL talent on that side of the ball. Benny, we got a lot later in this show than I thought we were going to get to before we get some of these bowl games. Let's talk before we get into some of the bowl games. We'll run through the bowl games real quick. But let's get in. are early national championship favorites. Now, obviously, we're going to relook at these bets as the playoffs get going, and we're going to probably re-bet on some as we get going.
Yeah.
But as we look at it right now, I'm trying to look in here. I'm trying to figure out the wagers right now, where the numbers are at. So as far as FanDuel is concerned to win the national championship, right now we got Oregon plus 350, Texas plus 360, Georgia plus 500, Ohio State plus 500, Penn State plus 550, Notre Dame plus 700, Tennessee plus 2,500, SMU plus 4,000, Indiana plus 4,000, Arizona State plus 6,000, Clemson plus 6,000, and Boise State plus 6,000. Pretty crazy that Boise State gets
the bye.
Gets the bye. So did Arizona State, and they're both plus 6,000.
Yeah.
If you had to jump, not saying we're taking this bet necessarily, but if you had to put, if you just somebody said, hey, give me who you're taking to win the national title before this thing gets going. First off, tell me who you like, Benny, to win it, regardless of money, regardless of odds. Tell me who you like to win it, and then let's talk about who you like per odds, what your favorite bet is.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know enough about this kid for Georgia that's going to end up playing. I mean, it's Georgia, so he's probably going to be good if I had to guess.
He's a high recruit, high star recruit.
I guess I'm going to lean Oregon. I'm going to say Oregon because, I mean, they feel like one of those teams that, yeah, they've had some close games and they were a close one, but it's like they never, even on the close games, they've always won, and it's always been like, even in spots where they, you know, should have like a bad spot or, you know, they always seem to just win anyway. And, you know, they could just be one of those teams that's kind of just better, you know, and they just haven't really even played to their max potential at this point. Who knows? So I guess I'm going to roll with Oregon. But I really feel like it's like there's probably five teams that could do this thing, I think, you know.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of them. This is probably the best year to have this 12-team playoff happen.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it is the most wide open. Where I feel like in the last couple of years, we've really looked at it like, yeah, there's like two or three teams that have a shot.
You get a couple bounces go your way. But yeah, you're right. I mean, it feels like most of the time, you know, it's like Alabama and Georgia. And there's like, yeah, there's maybe four teams, most likely three, that you're like, oh, they could do it. You know, now I feel like, I mean, it wouldn't shock me if Clemson ended up in the championship game somehow. Like that wouldn't, based on the odds, that seems crazy, but I wouldn't be like, holy crap, I can't believe that happened, you know? So.
Yeah, for me looking at it, if I had to just say, like, the team I think is going to win now, if I had to put money on it, I'm betting Ohio State. Now, am I super confident in that bet? No. Because I'm... I don't love Will Howard. I don't love Will Howard. I'm a little bit worried about Day. And like you said, they might have more pressure on them than any team to win it. That worries me a little bit. I think they're better than Tennessee. I think they win that game. If they win, they get Oregon in a rematch. They should have won that game.
Yeah.
First time. Now it's going to be a neutral site at the Rose Bowl. So even though it's still West Coast, I like Ohio State in that game. Penn State, I like to move on because if they beat SMU, they get Boise State. That's going to be a really interesting battle.
That is, yeah.
Winner of Notre Dame, Indiana gets Georgia, which to me, like, oh, that's not a great matchup for either one of them. I like the Georgia matchup for them.
Yeah.
Here's my sneaky, sneaky play, Benny. Clemson upsets Texas as the 12th seed, as the last seed in. You always got to worry about that last team that made it.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Clemson upsets Texas. they get Arizona State, who I like what Arizona State's done. They made a crazy run to get in late, and they're a little bit like a Clemson team. No one thought they were going to make. I mean, I'll have to go back and look at it, but Arizona State was like picked like last or like third to last. I mean, they were picked in the very bottom of the Big 12 this year.
Yeah.
They've got a freshman QB who I like a lot, Scadaba. We know we love him. Stud. Guy's a freaking stud. He can run. He's a beast. That game, though, Chick-fil-A Bowl, that's in Clemson country. That's in Clemson country.
Yeah.
So if Clemson beats
would be
Texas,
in that game. There's no
if Clemson, about. If Clemson beats Texas, they're gonna get Arizona State.
Yep.
I like Clemson in that game.
Yeah.
I like Clemson
all of a sudden
in that game.
In the Final Four.
And then you would get Clemson going against Oregon, Ohio State winner. Yeah. And you would get SMU Penn State winner, which I'm just going to throw it out there. I said Penn State. It'd be Penn State versus Boise State. And then Indiana Notre Dame winner against Georgia. I think Georgia, whoever wins Indiana Notre Dame, I think Georgia moves on.
Yeah.
Penn State. I think that would be a hell of a game between Boise State and Penn State. I really do. I think Penn State pulls that game off. I think it ends up being Penn State, Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State is my Final Four. So I'm saying it right now.
We should just make that a money line parlay then.
Exactly. So this is like I think moving it. So I like I like Clemson. I like Clemson, Ohio State making the Final Four, Penn State and Georgia making the Final Four. I think Penn State, Georgia would be a wild game. Carson Beck could be back at that point.
Yeah.
Give them a couple weeks. Could be wild that game. And then you get Clemson, Ohio State, old school, we've seen the last couple of years going against it. I think Ohio State maybe ends the run at that point. And I could see Ohio State, Georgia, or Ohio State, Penn State for the title. If Penn State made the championship game against Ohio State, man, I just can't see Franklin actually winning that game.
That's true.
So I think you maybe you get Georgia. I guess if I had pushed me, I'll say Ohio State, Georgia, national championship game, Ohio State winning. That's my run through the playoffs. We're going to have a show next week, and then we'll have a show after that, and then we'll talk about it. I'll probably change my mind at that point, but but that's where I'm at. Currently, as far as that runs through,
yeah, I like it. I like where your head's at. I mean, I was kind of looking at the brackets myself, and I was thinking, oh, Clemson is in a sneaky spot to win a couple games, you know. And Penn State's sitting in a pretty good spot too. So,
Jamie says he likes the Sun Devils. I'm not totally against Arizona State. I mean, they're a sneaky team. Getting a bye, I mean, they really lucked out getting that bye. That was super nice for them. If Clemson beats Texas, I think Clemson takes out Ohio State or takes out Arizona State. If Texas wins, I kind of like Arizona State against Texas. It kind of changes it for me a little bit. So we're going to have to see how some of these work out because it definitely would maybe change some of my bets. Sun Devils, Ducks, Dame, Bulldogs. I like that, Jamie. He's got Sun Devils. Oregon. He's Arizona State, Oregon, Notre Dame, and Bulldogs in the Final Four. I kind of like that as well. That's sneaky. All right, Benny.
Bowl games?
Yeah, let's do a rapid fire. Let's do a rapid fire of some bowl games here. Let me pull some up. We'll start with the early ones here for everybody. Not a bowl game, but this Saturday, Army Navy -6.5 for Army, over under 39. I'm on Army at -6.5. I just think they're too good this year. They've looked great. I'm all over Army. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. Army's a good team. That's Navy's a good team. I mean, they've had a good season too, but Army's they're a little bit different level, I think, man. That they're tough to deal with. So
yeah, they feel tough this year, right? I mean, they've just absolutely rolled teams. We talked about it, and I was like, that was my pick last week. them beating to beating Tulane, I was like, they run the ball and Tulane can't stop the run. So that was my all right. So we're both on Army. I'm taking Army -6.5. I love it. The salute to Veterans Bowl, Western Michigan 6-6 against South Alabama. Right now, the over under, it started at 7.5 for Alabama. It's moved its way up to 8 on DraftKings. Over under is 57.5. On that one, these early games, again, we're telling you what we know in real time. There's a chance guys transfer, guys don't play in the games, they opt out. That could happen, but we're telling you what we think right now before we know that info. But I would warn everyone, check that stuff out before you put any bets in, because these bowl games have gotten real crazy the last couple of years with guys last second opting out. Last second, they turn around. They're like, oh, I'm not doing that. You know, they're just like.
Coaches moving too.
Yeah, coaches changing. Yeah. It gets wild. So definitely before you put any bets in, these bowl games, I will not bet anything early on. Like unless it's the college playoff, I'll get into the college playoffs. But bowl games, I'm waiting till damn near game time. I know all the info. Right now, South Alabama, Western Michigan, I'm not betting this game. I'm telling you right now, I'm not betting this game. South Alabama's best player, their running back, already said he's transferring. He's not going to play in this one. I want to give you guys a lean, but I'm telling you right now, I don't feel good. I don't know. I'm out on that game. So we're skipping that one. We're moving on. The Frisco Bowl, Memphis versus West Virginia. It's 10-2 Memphis, 6-6 West Virginia. Memphis has a ton of senior guys. They're not transferring. These guys are ready to ball out, play. I've loved the Tigers this year. I've already said, if you play college football, the video game on PlayStation, play with Memphis. They're super fun. They have the most combinations of jerseys and helmets. I love them. They're the best. I play. They're just awesome. They have so many different combos. They're awesome. It's 4.5 over under 58.5. I'm all over Memphis in this game against West Virginia. West Virginia's, you know, they've got some nice wins this year, but I think Memphis puts it to them in this one. I like Memphis.
Yeah, I like Memphis as well. Not sure where this game is at. Probably doesn't matter. Like you said, Memphis, pretty veteran team. Most of those guys.
Frisco Bowl, I think, is in Texas. Okay. If I'm wrong, somebody let me know. I think Frisco Bowl is either in Texas or California. I'm not 100% sure it's on that.
Neutral,
I tried to look down on it. I didn't. It just said, I looked up for the location. It said Frisco Bowl. I'm like, that doesn't help me with location at all.
But yeah, no, I'm with you. I think Memphis is gonna. Everybody's gonna play. They're gonna play hard. They want to go out with a win, and I think they're the better team.
So, yeah, I like Hannigan. The quarterback's been really solid. The running back transfer Mario Anderson. If you haven't seen him play, transfer, I think it was from South Carolina. He's been balling. 177 last game. 138 the game before. 144 the game before that. His down game was 53 yards. Then he had 141 and 183. I mean, this guy's – he's been running all over the place. 1,200 yards, 17 TDs. Also, Rock Taylor. I feel like he should be related to me. Rock, you're part of the family in my mind. I like Rock. 61, 834, and 2 touchdowns. He's been good. I just think Memphis gets it done in this one. They looked really good against Tulane in that last game. I like them. Boca Raton Bowl in Boca Raton, Florida, where my sister and brother-in-law went to school at Florida Atlantic down there in Boca Raton. If you've never been there, super nice area. Really nice. James Madison, 8-4 against Western Kentucky, 8-5. James Madison right now, a 9.5-point favorite. Over-under is 52.5. My lean right now, unless I hear about someone not playing in this game or moving on, is I'm taking James Madison in this one, the 9.5.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. I mean, again, this is one I don't know a whole heck of a lot about, but, you know, just based on, you know, how these teams kind of finish the year, I'm leaning James Madison, assuming, you know, it's a they're not, I mean, it's a D1 school, it's obviously, but you're not going to expect, I mean, I guess there could be some portal stuff. I mean, some of these kids could be getting, you know, more or less recruited from bigger schools to jump ship. So there could be some of that, but I like James Madison here.
Yeah. If I don't see any portal news about somebody not playing this game, if they're starting, if Barnett, their quarterback plays, if Pettaway, the running back plays, I'm on James Madison. Again, like we said, we're throwing out with the info we have currently. If you see or hear that somebody's not playing the game or transferring, obviously adjust your bets accordingly. That's the toughie with the bowl games. Huge bowl game fan my whole life, but it's just become a different beast at this point with guys opting out and transferring and whatever else. LA Bowl, UNLV 10-3 against California 6-6. Right now, Cal's a 1.5-point favorite. I like the running Rebels. Barry Odom, the old Missouri coach, running Rebs have been real tough this year. 10-3, their only three losses, twice to Boise State and once to Syracuse in an absolute battle where Syracuse beat them by three. UNLV has been really – California has some nice upsets. Their defense has been really good this year. I'm taking the money line, UNLV. I think they're the dog in this game. I like UNLV.
Yeah, I've liked UNLV all year, man. They've been they're a hard-nosed team, probably one of the best UNLV football teams in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Something's fishy about this line. I kind of expected UNLV to be favored.
I know I'm gonna have to look at it. It's the game's in LA. The game's in LA, so it's in California. Yeah. But obviously, I mean, if you're in LA,
Vegas
is not right that far. It's right there. Yeah. I'm gonna have to dive into this one and see if there's some guys for UNLV not playing.
Yeah.
Because right now this screams UNLV money line to me. But I will dive into this later this week. I'll post something. If I see something different, but for me right now, UNLV.
The only thing that would make me a little nervous is UNLV went from potentially getting into the playoff to, you know, losing to Boise there. I think if they had beaten Boise, they would have maybe gotten into the playoff.
It would have been close because the rule is you had to be top ranked. It wasn't a guarantee. UNLV wouldn't have necessarily guaranteed to get in. Boise got in because they only had one loss, and their one loss was to Oregon. So it wasn't a guarantee for UNLV to get in. It would have been right there. They would have been iffy, but it wasn't guaranteed. But if you're a UNLV, I mean, I understand people are upset they didn't make the playoffs, but like, you're 10-3, ranked top 25. Like, how often does that happen?
No.
It doesn't a lot of these schools. You got to play it out. Next one, New Orleans Bowl. Georgia Southern 8-4 against Sam Houston State. 9-3, Georgia Southern -6. Over-under is 48.5 on this one. I don't know if I have much lean in this one. I didn't see Georgia Southern a lot this year. I watched Sam Houston State a few times because they played earlier in the week. They played a lot of Tuesday, Wednesday games. This one's in New Orleans. So, you know, Texas versus a Georgia school, not huge advantage. Yeah. If it's me, I'm probably taking Sam Houston State on the points. I get them at +6. I don't have a huge lean either way, so I'm probably going points on this one if I get.
Yeah, I would do the same. I've got not much of an opinion here on this one either, so I probably won't do anything on that
one. Yep, next one is the Cure Bowl, Friday the 20th, 11 a.m. game. Jacksonville State, 9-4 against Ohio, 10-3. We just learned that Rich Rodriguez leaving Jacksonville State, headed to West Virginia. I would have probably been all over Jacksonville State on this game. He's going back to West Virginia. I would have probably been on Jacksonville State on this game, but after the news here and everything else, and after Ohio screwed my parlay up last week where I took all the championship games and I hit every game but Ohio, Miami, Ohio. That was a brutal one. It was the only one I lost. I'm taking Ohio in this game, 10-3 against Jacksonville State. I think Jacksonville State is a little bit better team. I think some of their guys are going to transfer, and without the head coach, I'm going Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you get a couple of their big-time players transfer, decide not to play in this game or for whatever because of the transfer and, you know, don't have the head coach. Like I said, I mean, this one, again, it's probably a coin toss. I'll probably stay away from this one, but I'm with you. I guess if I had to do something, I'd be Ohio.
Yeah, so some of these, and as we're saying, we're going to talk about some of these that are going to play next week before our show next week. We'll maybe talk about if we have a little more info. We're just kind of throwing you out some of the early games. You know, that were our initial thoughts on them. Probably going to rethink some of these next week before they happen, once we find out a little bit more about them. Gasparilla Bowl, Tulane 9-4 against a 7-5 Florida team. Right now, Florida is a 14-point favorite in this one. I need to look this over. If all the Tulane guys are taken off, if Hughes is gone, if Mensa's gone, if all that's happening, then I could maybe lean that way. Tulane, just absolute fantastic season. 9-4. They lost their last two, the Memphis and the Navy. Excuse me, Memphis and Army. They beat Navy 35-0. I like the points in this. I like Tulane to keep this game close. Florida got better at the end of the year. Lagway came in there. He's going to be an absolute stud at some point for Florida. I like him. This is a game I'm going to watch because if all the Tulane guys are transferring or going to the portal and they're going to be gone, then I'm probably on Florida. 14 seems huge, which makes me think a ton of these guys are gone. Yeah, I don't know. And that's what I'm like, I just don't know. If they're not gone, I'm taking Tulane plus 14.
Yeah. The spread makes me lean Florida right this second. We'll have to see going into next week what is actually going on here. But that's making me lean Florida. And I could see Florida – I could see this game meaning more to Florida. Tulane, you know, down the stretch thinking they had a real legit chance of getting in the playoffs and then losing their last two games. And like you said, now it could just be kind of a diffusal. You know, everybody's kind of getting out of there. Yeah, I don't know. I guess right now I lean Florida just because of that. We'll see what – you know, real news is going into next week, but
yeah, we'll probably revisit that game. That game is not this Friday, but next Friday.
Right.
So next week's show, we're probably going to relook at that and decide to see where's going on. There's a bunch more bowl games, but we're going to like not go into those because those are like 2 weeks out, and
yeah.
I would never want to tell you to put money on any of those games 2 weeks out, not knowing what's especially going on right
now.
The
way all this goes down.
With all this is going on, I'm like, I'm not even looking at those games yet. Like, there's some games I'm definitely going to be on. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to be on Colorado BYU game. I'm going to be on Miami versus Iowa State. There's going to be some games I'm going to be in. Alabama, Michigan. But I need to know who's playing. I need to know who's transferring. I need to know what's going on. So we're definitely going to be on some of those games. But those are our initial thoughts. A lot of those games are going on like early part of next week or at the end. We'll come back on Tuesday to our show. If it's after that, we'll revisit some of those games. So we just kind of wanted to talk about some of those things this week. Obviously, the playoff games got a little bit of time. If you got a chance to jump in and get numbers you like, get them now. That's what we're talking about. So if you love the Notre Dame Indiana number and you think, hey, Notre Dame is, you know, Indiana's going to cover that 7.5, get it. If you don't think it's going to go up, if you like Indiana, you're like, hey, let's wait and see if more people get on Notre Dame, the number goes up, then you do that. So we want to kind of give you our initial thoughts on that stuff before next week, before it got crazy, kind of see where we're at. We're going to come back next week, Tuesday night. Usually just Thursday night show tonight, just because we had some stuff going on. Benny was at a basketball game. But next Tuesday, we'll be back on 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 Central time. We'll be talking the playoffs. Hopefully, Benny, we got some more information. We'll know who's doing what, see where the lines have moved or changed. Usually we give you a JT Parlay play of the day, and we give you a Benny's Plums bet. We're holding off this week. Because some of these bets we're going to get on, but we don't want to get in too early on some of these. if you want to get in early, I'm going to tell you, Benny, right now, but I'm not getting on this yet because I want to see where everything ends up. But if I had to give you initial four playoff bets, if I had to just tell you off the bat what my lean is, I'm leaning Indiana the points. I'm taking Indiana plus 7.5. I'm taking Clemson plus 11.5. I don't feel great about Penn State and Ohio State, 8.5 and 7.5. I do think they're both going to win. That's why I'm going to wait and see where the line moves on these. If I had to bet today, I would move the line. I just don't feel good about it either way. I would move Penn State down to -6 or SMU up to plus 10. Ohio State on the same thing. I think I'm taking Ohio State -6 on that one. So if I had to put it in today, that's my move. I just don't feel great about Ohio State -7.5, and I don't feel great about Penn State -8.5, even though I think both of them are going to win the game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like Clemson. I could see Indiana winning. Probably they won't, but I could see it happening.
I tell you what, Benny, I think we're going to have to sprinkle a little bit on Indiana Clemson two-team money line dog parlay.
It's worth a little sprinkle, you know? See what happens, dude.
and depending on what's happening on this Florida Tulane game,
yeah,
gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, I mean, if it sounds Tulane like Tulane's sprinkle, gonna show up and play,
that would be a hell of a three-team dog parlay. Tulane plus 14, Indiana plus 7.5, Clemson plus 11.5. Take them all money line dogs.
Be a nice one. A nice one.
We do like to gamble here, folks. We like to throw some crazy stuff sometimes. We know they're long shots. We're aware. We love the long shots. Sorry, can't help it. That's what we like to do. But we'll come back. A lot of other games we want to talk about. We didn't even get into Missouri, Illinois, Syracuse, my dogs. But we're going to get on that next week because we got a few weeks before those games come out. But we appreciate it. Thank you for everybody that joined the show tonight. Watched, interacted, gave us comments. We super appreciate it. Very always welcome to come on, give us comments, tell us your thoughts. If you got a bet you love, hit us up with it. Next week, hopefully, we've got some player props out there for some of these games. And if we get some that we like, we're going to throw some player props in there as well. Obviously, on the college games, a little slower than the NFL games sometimes on these player props, getting them to you. If you haven't liked or subscribed, please do that. JT Brew, the Stew at JT Brew, also Fantasy and Frames, all kinds of content on Fantasy and Frames. Jorge, all the guys over there, great for letting us join their network, be a part of everything with them. Everything you want. If you're in fantasy playoffs right now for fantasy football, jump over there. They got starters, waiver wire pickups, plays and fades, all kinds of good stuff like that. DFS plays, all that good stuff. So jump on over there, like them, subscribe, hit the notification button. You know when we come on. Usually we're 10 Eastern. 11 Eastern, 10 Central on Tuesday, but hit the notification in case we don't go on at that time. And me and Benny jump around the holidays, gets a little wild. Sometimes we have to kind of move things around, but we appreciate it. Benny D, thanks for joining me, man. Good hanging out. Good. Thanks to everybody else for being here with us. It was fun. Best time of the year. We got playoffs, baby. Yeah, playoffs. I never thought we'd have this. Playoffs for college football. It's fantastic. And we still got bowl games. Let's hope some guys play in it. Let's hope we get some good action in these bowl games. We appreciate it. Hey, may all your bets hit and the trade never quit. We'll check you next time on the Stew with JT Brew.
You up on trades and why you move? You ain't designed to lose. Find you jumping over seemingly nothing, racking up points. Makes the game a little more fun to watch. Can drop release. We started with the mock draft and now we making a mockery of the leaderboard. Quite obviously not a scrub. Just started institute. Make evaluations like a commissioner do. It's to the point your wife make you watch in a different room. Update your roster and pick and choose when you get some news. Not much that we enjoy more than sifting through, new statistics to make it to our end zones through different groups. Universities, institutes, down to homies who click in groups. I introduce you to the Stew with JT Brew.